The Wilner Windows, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again joined by our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell. And we're here to answer your questions on the Wilner Window. And our phone number, once again, is 1-800-321-0710. Okay, Tricia, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I now will turn the microphone over to Dr. Richard Podell.
Okay, for those who have just tuned in, and also to recall, Tricia would appear to have symptoms only in certain areas of her own home, doesn't get these symptoms outside the home. Is that fair?
Not really. I do, for example, in someone else's home, if there's something that's brought up from the basement, I tend to react to that. It seems to be something like unheated storage spaces, and also like in big warehouse stores, things like that, where things may have been, stored in unheated places, I guess. I tend to have bad reactions there.
Yeah.
So it isn't just my own home, okay. Although that's the bothersome one.
All right. I think that testing you is not likely to be helpful, although you should have basic tests like, dust mite and cat and so forth.
I had them all. That's
right.
I had
but
all
you,
the blood
but
and skin tests.
If you're going to find anything, and if, since it's your own house, you really have to find something, you really have to call in what they call an environmental engineer.
Okay.
And, they get kind of expensive, and mostly what they start looking after is mold. If you're telling me it's from cold areas, that's less likely to have mold than warm and damp areas. But
right.
It is also true that both mold and other organisms can create toxins that can be harmful to people, and it isn't an allergic mechanism. So that if you test them for allergy, you may not find it. But there are all sorts of mold toxins that are just directly toxic.
Okay.
So there is a syndrome of multiple chemical sensitivity where we just say, oh, you've gotten more sensitive to lots and lots of things.
Uh-huh.
But it sounds in your case is that you're not at that level, that there's probably are one or two or three specific things in your home. But the kind of person that can best help you is really more of an engineering sort than a physician sort.
Okay, and there's nothing there's nothing that I can do to help myself be less reactive so that I feel more comfortable in other places.
You might, for instance, quercetin, which is
okay.
a bioflavonoid, has some anti-allergy effects, and to the degree that this is an allergic type phenomenon, may be helpful, and it's probably
okay.
worth trying. It's certainly not going to hurt you.
Okay.
There's also. But the dose of quercetin, it usually comes in 500 milligram.
Uh-huh.
And don't be afraid to take – do you take vitamin C?
I do, yes.
Okay. Taking quercetin with vitamin C is a good idea. And one other thing I would probably like you to add to that, and that's bromelain.
Okay.
Bromelain and quercetin make a good anti-inflammatory combination.
And how much?
The bromelain, every time you take a quercetin – take a bromelain.
Okay.
But and don't be afraid to take those 500 milligrams, take four times a day.
Oh, perfect. Okay. And the same with bromelain, four times a day?
Same with bromelain. You can get Bluebonnet has a bromelain, Jarrow has a bromelain, Twin Lab has a bromelain. They all have a bromelain product.
Okay, fine.
And the vitamin C, also about 500 milligrams each time. That would be
okay.
My recommendation. And that's what you can do for yourself, and then, of course, what Dr. Podell suggested.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much for your help, both
okay,
of you.
Okay, Tricia. Thank
bye
you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. All right, 1-800-321-0710. That's us here in the studio. Next, we have Mike calling from his car.
Hi. What's your take on IV chelation therapy to clear carotid and coronary arteries? And are there any supplements that could also erode plaque?
Okay. Where did... we lost you. Okay, he was on his... let's answer the question, and maybe Mike is still listening. Okay. Intravenous chelation involves taking... having something called EDTA, ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid, in... they do it by... what do you call that procedure? It's not an injection. It's an infusion or a the chelation. It's done through. It's an IV thing, and
it's
they
an
just
intravenous.
It's a drip,
yeah.
Right?
It's a drip.
It's an intravenous drip, and it's done over. Usually, each treatment is over a couple of hours, at least 2 to 3 hours, and the purpose of it is supposedly to reduce some of the plaque that's in the arteries and capillaries, veins like that. Now, it doesn't remove the plaque. Hopefully, you know, if you can increase the, you know, if you can take a little bit of it away, you know, just taking a little bit out of the blood vessel will increase the flow of blood significantly. So that's the hope of what they're trying to do.
Dr. Hoffman, who's on this radio station, he at one point, I think, was president of the Society of
Doctors of
Chelation.
Yeah.
It's a very controversial area. And they keep promising a double-blind study that, you know, to prove it. I still haven't seen the results. I'm personally kind of skeptical of it, but Ron believes in it, and, you know, I think that you should talk to him.
Yeah. Ron Hoffman is on WOR during the week. What time, Noah? 11 p.m. weeknights. Right. So give Dr. Hoffman a call. And he also has an office here in Manhattan over on 6th Avenue. He moved. He's on 6th Avenue around 18th Street now.
Okay.
Okay. And next we have Lois from Oceanside, Long Island.
Right.
Hi, Lois.
Hi. What I want to know is there an advantage to take a liquid multivitamin, which you mix with water, over... the solid vitamins, you know, everyday vitamins that you take, multivitamins. Because they say it absorbs... I was listening to another program yesterday. And they were saying that sometimes they don't solid ones don't absorb, you know, don't get into your system.
Well, there's no reason to think that even liquids would get into your system either.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now... why would somebody want to take a liquid? Number one, in order for something to get absorbed, the product needs to be liquefied. So in that way, a liquid, you could say, would be absorbed quicker than a tablet because the tablet has to dissolve.
All right.
Okay. Now, but what's the disadvantages? Number one, you have a taste problem.
Uh-huh.
Vitamins are god-awful. Okay? So in order to make them taste well, what do? You sweeten them up.
Yeah.
So you have to add a lot of sweeteners or artificial flavors or something to make them taste well.
Okay.
Now, you also have a stability issue. Anything in liquid form is going to break down more quickly.
Uh-huh.
Okay. As you know, powdered milk will stay a long time. A liquid bottle of milk may stay for a couple of weeks.
Right.
Okay. So you have a stability issue. If you're someone who can't swallow pills...
I can.
Then you take pills.
Yes.
Okay. That's all. A liquid needs to be, a lot of junk has to be put into it to make it taste well, and it needs to be preserved properly.
Uh-huh.
If it's going to last more than a few weeks,
you
need to put a preservative in.
All right.
Why do you want to have preservatives?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so those are the disadvantages. You know, if you're someone who has a problem swallowing,
right, then
get yourself a powder.
Right.
We have powdered products that you can mix up yourself
uh-huh.
and drink it right away.
Uh-huh. Well, I think, because I just ordered some, now I'm going to cancel them. I think this is I thought maybe it was a liquid, you know, that you just dropped into water and then, but maybe it is a powder. I'm not sure. But it's something that you drink rather than taking a vitamin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A solid vitamin.
Okay.
I can swallow, take enough pills.
If there's no reason for you not to take the tablets, you can.
Yeah, they just was according to them. You know, sometimes they don't. They just pass through your system.
No, that's everybody says that. Nobody knows that.
Uh huh.
Okay.
So I'm better off just sticking with what I am.
Well, I gave you the pluses and minuses.
Right.
Sure.
Right. And I am, type 2 diabetic, so if there's something in
it. You need to look at, if you're taking a liquid, you definitely need to look at the ingredients. What are they using to make it palatable?
Right.
Otherwise, it's, like I said, you're not going to enjoy drinking it.
Right. It's supposed to be cherry flavor or something like
what's
that.
The cherry, what else do they put in aside from the cherry flavor?
Right, okay.
Read the label.
Okay, thank you. So now I'll cancel my order.
Okay, take care, Lois.
Okay, thank you, bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. It's time for a short break. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source of genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you have learned to trust. All American Health products available at Wilner Chemists are discount priced, of course. And more good news, the entire American Health and Home Health lines are on sale at 30% off list price. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll be back after these messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
For healthy digestion, anytime, anywhere, just say, pass the papaya. Papaya supplements from American Health are the delicious, nutritious, and perfect after-meal complement. If your stomach struggles with digestion and occasional gastrointestinal discomfort such as heartburn, gas, or bloating, American Health chewable papaya enzyme formulas are the natural choice. Recognized worldwide, these papaya formulas are derived from the tropical papaya melon, which contains the natural enzyme papain. Papain helps improve protein digestion and food absorption. Whether you choose original, super, or American Health chewable papaya with chlorophyll, count on great taste, 100% natural ingredients, and guaranteed purity, potency, and freshness. So, say, pass the papaya, please, and take a pass on occasional indigestion with American Health chewable papaya enzyme formulas. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Hi, this is Arnie Gitomer. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance, that's not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we always have special sales in effect. Right now, we have American Health, Desert Essence, Natrol, Natural Factors, the full lines on sale at 30% off list. Health from the Sun is 35% off, and Solgar on sale, the full line at 25% off list. Pick up our latest product reference catalog. It's free. If you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy at our website, www.wilner.com. You can also visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, one block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Are you one of the more than 50 million Americans that live with chronic pain? Jarrow Formulas Pain Relief is an herbal dietary supplement capsule that provides temporary relief for everyday aches and pains. Untreated pain can have a significant negative impact on both the pain sufferer and their family. Pain can diminish the ability to concentrate, perform at work, exercise, accomplish daily tasks, not to mention get a good night's sleep. Don't let pain send you in a downward spiral. Get pain relief from Jarrow Formulas. Pain Relief features decursinol, an analgesic and anti-inflammatory agent from an extract of Angelica gigas nacai, commonly known as Korean Angelica. Studies suggest that decursinol may be useful for the treatment and relief of minor pain. It also contains extracts from hops and turmeric. Jarrow Formulas is your source for superior science-based dietary supplements that you can trust. Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. What is CoQ10? It's a fat-soluble enzyme cofactor naturally found in almost every cell in your body. CoQ10 has a role in cellular energy production and is an important antioxidant. In fact, this antioxidant function is now thought to perhaps be its most important function. This is where a new form of CoQ10, ubiquinol, comes into play. Conica has been making natural CoQ10, ubiquinone, for over 30 years. Now they have developed a new CoQ10, a reduced form called ubiquinol, that is much more powerful antioxidant and is more readily absorbed and distributed throughout the body. Ubiquinol is actually the active antioxidant form of CoQ10. As we age or suffer the effects of excessive oxidative stress, our body's ability to form its own CoQ10 and convert it to the active ubiquinol form is diminished. Conica calls this product Conica QH, and they supply it to other companies for use in supplements. It's currently available, for example, from Jarrow Formulas and Blue Bonnet Nutrition. Look for ubiquinol on your supplement label, the new high-potency form of CoQ10 from Conica.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell. Speaking of Dr. Podell, wouldn't it be nice if there was a doctor who knew conventional as well as alternative medicine? Someone who could answer your questions about nutrition, and somebody like Dr. Podell.
Well, thank you very much, Arnie. As listeners know, I do what we call integrative medicine. That is, I respect conventional medicine. I also have a special expertise in what we might call alternative medicine, and that has to do with holistic approaches, mind-body approaches, vitamin approaches, herbal approaches. All these things add value. On the other hand, to look at only alternative very often leaves out certain therapies which may make sense under the conventional guise. And in particular, usually when people come to see me, they've already been on conventional medicines. And then all important is the interaction of the natural product with the drugs, because there are a lot of these interactions. And so what we try to do is give each patient an individual analysis of what's wrong with them, looking at their entire body, their entire biochemical system as well as we can, looking at the liver, looking for parasites, looking for thyroid abnormalities that didn't register on the blood tests. And what we find is that this approach seems to have added value, particularly for people who have chronic illness. So folks that are interested in this approach, We are in New Jersey. We're in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone number is 973-218-9191. That's 973-218-9191. And we're on the web, drpodell.org, drpodell.org.
Thank you, Dr. Podell. All righty, let's get back to the phones. Our next caller is Ronnie from Brooklyn.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? First, I want to just commend both of you. You do a great service.
Thank you.
Okay, I took, I have two problems. But the first thing is I took Levaquin. And I got a reaction from it. I actually took it twice, but the second time I went off of it right away because then we realized what it was. That was I got burning and tingling and numbness. And so I wanted to know how I can get this out of my body.
Okay, so you took Levaquin and you had a reaction which caused what, a neuropathy?
Yeah.
Okay, and this is in your feet, your hands, your where?
Well, this is my second time that I last year I took a full dose, so it basically went up the whole way. It started in my feet. This time I only took two pills, and that's when I just said, this is it. This is what's causing it.
Okay.
Anyway, so it goes up my legs, my feet, my legs.
Okay.
And
all
it
right,
actually goes up to my face even.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
All right. Well, let's first assume that the diagnosis is correct because there's other forms of neuropathies and what we call paresthesias. Levaquin is one of the quinolone family of medicines.
Right.
Cipro is probably the most commonly used. They have, apparently, not very often, but can cause nerve toxicity. They can also cause tendons of people's Achilles heels to break, those tendons, and they require surgical putting together. I personally don't understand the mechanism of how it happens, and there may well be researchers who do. So what I'm going to say now really applies to general neuropathy. You said, how do I get it out of my system? The answer is it is out of your system.
It is out of
the right question is, or another question is,
yeah,
how do we heal the nerve?
Right.
So I'm going to mention some things that have been shown to have benefit in healing a variety of nerve damage things, primarily talking about diabetes as the model. So, for instance, lipoic acid at somewhere in the range, let's say, of 300 milligrams twice a day, along with biotin, say, roughly 2 milligrams to go with that. That has shown benefit in diabetic neuropathy. There are certain sorts of neuropathies that are related to low vitamin B12, low folic acid, low thiamine. It makes sense from an alternative perspective to put those in, not in just normal nutritional amounts, but to put those in larger than normal amounts. Primrose oil has very good study showing benefit in diabetic neuropathy. Takes about a year of treatment to see the full effect. So this is a prime example of what you might call integrative medicine. In the ideal situation, I would have you working with a neurologist, a conventional neurologist, together with an alternative nutritionally minded person like myself, who could give you the alternative perspective, but could also communicate with the mainstream doctor, who indeed would know more than we do about neuropathy in general.
How much primrose oil?
Don't remember the dose that was used. It was a rather high dose.
Okay. Ronnie, we need to pause for a short break. Thanks so much for your call. Okay. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust, available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced. Of course, this is Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell. We'll be back after these messages.
Is joint pain affecting the daily quality of your life? Does climbing stairs or putting on socks or just getting out of bed in the morning hurt? This is Len Smith, the CEO of BSP Pharma, the makers of FlexNow Joint Formula. FlexNow is a totally new, all-natural dietary supplement that has been clinically shown to help reduce joint-specific inflammation and cartilage deterioration, giving you complete relief from your joint pain. With just 3 soft gels taken together daily, we promise you complete relief, not partial relief, in 30 to 60 days or a complete refund. So what are you waiting for? Try FlexNow today and you have nothing to lose but your joint pain. And visit us at www.flexnow.us to learn more about this great new product.
Okay, FlexNow, available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course. And now let's go to Mike Barker for the traffic.
And Arnie, we'll start at the Hudson River crossings. Lincoln Tunnel inbound, a 15 to 20 minute delay. Outbound side looks okay. Holland Tunnel inbound is the heavyway right now, a 30 minute delay from both the 1 and 9 and the Turnpike approach. Outbound, about a 20 minute backup. George Washington Bridge right now. My friends, if you can grab that lower level, that is a smart thing to do. No delays into the tolls or across the span. The upper level will cost you about a 20 minute delay, except for the Palisades Parkway, which is running just about a 5 minute wait. Checking your ride in the five boroughs. Fifth Avenue still shut down between 57th Street and 47th Street. Until about 5 o'clock this afternoon. That is for the Easter Parade. Westside Highway, FDR Drive in pretty good shape. Westbound Cross Bronx, heavy from the Bruckner Interchange over towards the George Washington Bridge. And eastbound, you're heavy off the bridge over towards Jerome Avenue. This report is brought to you by your local area Volvo retailers. At the get-together with a Volvo spring sales event, you'll receive a free navigation unit when you purchase or lease an XC90 SUV or S80 luxury sedan. Offer ends on March 31st. Volvo for life. I'm Mike Barker. That's WOR Traffic.
What could be better than a green food supplement made from young green barley grass? The answer is a barley grass drink powder with an additional 57 synergistic nutrients, including super greens, vegetables, fruits, herbs, digestive enzymes, and probiotics. Sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. It's called Magma Plus. Developed by Dr. Hagawara, Magma Plus is just the thing to increase energy, promote good digestion, support detoxification, and enhance immune function. Magma Plus from Green Foods has it all. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and proteins from the healthiest antioxidant-rich whole food concentrates. With added herbs and probiotics, Magma Plus is the energy tonic you've been looking for, and it tastes great. Green Magma or Magma Plus from Green Foods, available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Actually, the entire Green Foods line, including Magma Plus, is on sale at Wilner Chemists at 25% off list price.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a natural vitamin C just as Mother Nature intended? Well, Nature's Way has it. New, alive, organic vitamin C. This unique whole food complex comes from 4 of nature's richest fruit sources, acerola, goji, amla, and kiwi. New Alive Vitamin C is stomach gentle and easily absorbed. And best of all, Alive Organic Vitamin C has no synthesizing, no culturing, and no added ascorbic acid. Just pure, potent, 100% organic vitamin C. Alive is available in 2 convenient dosage forms. Vegetarian capsules providing 500 milligrams vitamin C per 4 caps, and a soluble powder ready to be added to water, juice, or your favorite beverage. So pick up the vitamin C endorsed by Mother Nature. Alive Organic Vitamin C from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries all of the Alive supplements from Nature's Way, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gatomer, once again joined by Dr. Richard Podell on the Wilner Window right here on WOR. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. And let's talk to Joanne calling from her car in Queens.
Hello.
Hi.
Got a question for you.
Sure.
On the fluconazine?
Fucoxanthin.
Flugoxanthin, that's right. Is that contraindicated with any other medications? Or can it be taken with anything?
Could be taken with just about everything.
Okay, no, that's all I was curious about.
Yeah, yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Joanne.
Bye.
Flugoxanthin to refresh everybody's memory, or if you just tuned in, that's one of the things which seems to work as a fat burner of sorts. It doesn't have any of the side effects of the traditional fat burners, like increase in heart rate or metabolic rate. It just seems to help when you're watching your weight. You lose much more weight if you take Flugoxanthin and watch, and then if you don't take the Flugoxanthin. Okay, and of course, Flugoxanthin is available at Wilner Chemists. Next, we have Shirley calling from the Bronx.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Okay. I have a question about Humira, okay, mm-hmm. which I apparently have to go on for rheumatoid arthritis because the methotrexate was giving me a lot of trouble. In taking the Humira, is there a supplement that I should be taking? And then I have a question, by the way, for Dr. Podell. Should I be taking any type of supplement, when you're taking Humira, the way you take a supplement when you're on, you know, Lipitor and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
So should I be taking any kind of supplement while I'm on this Humira stuff?
Okay. Humira is a monoclonal antibody.
Yeah.
Needs to be injected.
Right.
It still is. I have to take injections.
And it's there. It suppresses something called tumor necrosis factor, which is very inflammatory. And in recent years, rheumatologists, people who treat inflammatory arthritis, have been using this drug and drugs like them. They have been very helpful, but they have a lot of toxicities, and they can suppress the immune system in various ways that are not that can be hazardous. So they have to be watched closely. I personally don't know enough about the mechanism to say what specific nutrients should or should not be taken with it. There are a set of nutrients that are helpful in inflammatory arthritides. That would include fish oil, primrose oil. I'm blocking on whatever else, DHEA, for instance.
Yeah.
But in terms of its interaction with this, I don't know, and would need to do research and talk with the rheumatologist.
I think the key thing here, Shirley, is that it's affecting your immune system. It's making you possibly more susceptible to colds and things like that and other infections. So it's really your immune system that theoretically you would need to be building up.
But you had to suppress the immune system.
See, that's the issue. See, that's the issue. So you need to work with someone, like I said, Dr. Podell, who's experienced in these types of things and can communicate with the rheumatologist on his level. So and maybe together they can work something out.
Yeah, this is not something that you'd want just an alternative person. You need the rheumatologist's expertise. We can make some sensible suggestions based on what we know about nutrition, but he's got to finalize and sign off on it.
Okay, let me ask you then, Dr. Podell. Would I have to be a patient of yours for him to consult with you?
Yes, because otherwise I really wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know my case.
Wouldn't know. Yeah, here. You're more than a Humira.
Okay, here's the thing, Shirley. If you take Humira, it looks like you're going to take it.
Well, I don't want to, but I don't have a choice.
Okay, you always have a choice, Shirley.
Oh, well, tell me about it.
Did you try azulfadine? Did you try prednisone?
I'm on the prednisone.
Oh, so you're going to take Humira with prednisone?
Well, he wants me to begin with. I'm on prednisone now for 2 years, 5 milligrams a day.
Okay.
And apparently he wants me to stay on it to see, I guess, until, you know, what effect this has.
Okay. Now, at some point, if you're taking Humira by itself and you find that, gee, this is really helping me,
okay,
and you realize it's something that you need to be on for a while, at that point you can start looking at something to, work with your immune system.
Okay.
You might take Humira and, you know, maybe it won't help.
Okay.
This way you don't have to worry about it.
To the best of Dr. Podell's knowledge, Dr. Podell,
yes.
What time limit, approximately, I mean, I'm not going to hold anybody to it, what time limit would you give Humira to have some sort of effect?
I don't have an opinion on that
okay.
because, see, as a what we'll call an integrative medicine physician, I would not normally get into prescribing a drug of that complexity as a drug. I would refer out to a rheumatologist. I would work with the rheumatologist. So in terms of how long it should be, that's a question for your doctor, because your doctor, your rheumatologist, spends all day, all week, all month using Humira, so he would know a lot more than I would about that.
Okay, I understand. Dr. Podell, I have a question for you about, if I may, about thyroid. Okay,
yes.
My thyroid's always been high. The latest test showed the T, let me see now, the free T4 is within range, the T3 is within range, the T3 uptake is within range, but the TSH is high, 1511. Why are all the other things within range, but the TSH is still high?
Okay. What you're showing is signs of what was actually low thyroid.
Right.
TSH is the pituitary hormone that pushes the thyroid. So when the thyroid starts slowing down, the first thing that happens is TSH goes up.
Mm-hmm.
That extra TSH, in your case, is managing to push the thyroid to put out enough hormones. At some point, it's likely that you will not be able to put out enough hormone. And right now it's controversial as to whether or not it pays to treat you with thyroid. The conventional endocrinologist would say, no, as long as the hormones are normal, it's okay. And I think most alternative-minded doctors would say, no, we do want to treat it. We want to get that TSH down to, let's say, below 5, and that people feel better when you do that. It's an area that needs further research, but personally I would treat, but I think most endocrinologists would say, let's just follow it.
You would treat it with Synthroid?
Synthroid or mm-hmm. Armour thyroid, one or the other.
What derivation is Armour made from? Is that a natural thing or?
It is pork, I believe. It is a pig.
It's a okay. pig. It's pig thyroid.
Oh, okay. I got it.
It is All a right. natural thing.
Shirley, nice talking to you.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Okay, 1-800-321-0710. Next, we have Dahlia calling from her car somewhere in Brooklyn.
Hi, how are you?
We're good.
I wanted to thank you. I called you a few years ago and explained that I was postmenopausal and slim and doing everything I thought was right and still losing bone density.
Right.
And you recommended Bone Up and BioSil.
Right.
And I started doing that. And believe it or not, the following year, 6.7% increase in my left hip.
All right.
Yes.
So you're still on the BioSil and the Bone Up?
Yes, and I recommend it to everyone.
Okay.
I work out also. You know, can you tell me why is it important to do the ion testing?
I'm not sure I know what ion testing is.
See, I'm not sure what it is either, but my friends are going to a doctor in the city. My husband's complaint is that we take all these vitamins and supplements and we really don't know how our body is utilizing it and we don't know if it's really enough. We go to a doctor, they do the blood test, but they don't really look for things like that. Is it important to go to a doctor that specializes in that field?
Yeah, as long as it's a legitimate test. You know, there's lots of doctors who do things, you know, based on, you know, strange little machines or, you know, other things and get you to believe that that's how your supplements work or don't work. And that may not be legitimate. It may not be the right way to do it. I don't know that there is a right way to know if you're if everything is working the way you want it to.
Yeah, I think we can measure some of the vitamins and minerals and say whether they're right where they should be. In other cases, particularly when you're treating disease and you're using a megadose, which means a very, very high dose, by and large, we don't really have tools to measure when that's optimum. A lot of it is an inference. It's made. You have various rat mouse research and so forth, and you extrapolate out and say, well, in a human being, this is what makes sense. This is what has been used in the past. This is what experts have recommended. But in the most cases, we're really not in a position to measure whether you've given enough vitamin C or not. All we can measure is whether you have enough for standard nutritional purposes, but not what the right megadose is.
So how do you really know how much supplement to take? Like someone like myself, my friend said to me, you know, vitamin C would be good. So I started with a quarter of a teaspoon, and then I upped it to half a teaspoon and a bottle of water.
Why are you taking vitamins in water? Why are you taking teaspoons?
She said it would be good for me.
Why don't you just swallow a vitamin C tablet or something?
You think that's better than in a powder form?
It could be. It's easier. You don't have to worry about mixing with bottles.
They should both work.
Yeah.
But for instance, with vitamin C, we know that if you increase vitamin C up to 500 milligrams a day, that you get better support for various immune cells. And that we know is a fact. But a lot of alternative doctors use vitamin C at 2 grams or 4 grams or 6 grams, or they'll give it intravenously at 50 grams. And there we don't really have good data. We don't really have the ability to straightforwardly measure what your right dose is.
Yeah, it's not an exact science, Dahlia.
Yeah.
Because you may have things going on which require you to have less vitamin C. I may have things going on which require me to have need more vitamin C.
So then how do I determine that? What kind of a doctor do I go to?
You're not going to, is what I'm telling you. It hasn't been quantified that way.
Because
everybody's an individual. You can't. You could make a recommendation and say, you know, most people should take 500 to 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. But maybe your immune system is not optimum and you would be better served taking 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C. We don't know.
See, it becomes an educated guess.
Right.
In that particular case. It would be nice if we could measure the enzymes involved, but we really don't know how to do that.
Yeah, and once again, doing it might be prohibitively expensive to do it properly.
Yeah, my daughter's going to someone, and he said to her that, you know, she doesn't have the right enzymes. It could affect her digestive system. And he put her through some tests. And then she said he actually asked her if she has acid reflux. And she told him, no,
my
mother has it, which I do.
Okay.
I didn't know that you could determine that just by...
You may not be able to. Once again, we don't know the validity of what he's doing.
I see.
Maybe he does, and but we don't know what it is. All right, Dahlia. Thanks
for calling.
Thank
you very much.
Okay. All right. Time for another short break. You're listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we shall return after these messages.
Hi, I'm Marielle Hemingway, actress and author of Healthy Living from the Inside Out.
And I'm Dr. Steven Rosenblatt, medical doctor, author, weight loss expert, and former director of complementary medicine at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
We want you to try a life-changing new product called Healthy Curb. It's made entirely from food and helps curb your appetite while it reprograms your eating habits.
Healthy Curb lowers your blood sugar, reduces hunger hormones, repairs and rebuilds cells so you've got more natural energy and vitality. It's the combination of two revolutionary technologies that make this product so effective, and because of its proprietary formula, it's the only product in the field of its kind. My patients are losing an average of 12 to 16 pounds a month effortlessly with Healthy Curb, and you can too.
If you're ready to lose weight, Healthy Curb helps do the work for you. My friends Arnie and Don have made Healthy Curb available at all Wilner Chemist stores. Visit them today.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Well, it's that time again, the cold and flu season. What can we do to reduce our chances of getting sick? And if we do, are there supplements that are specific to treating the common cold? Metagenics has the products you're looking for. ImmuCore provides the kind of immune support that will help your body fight off colds and flu. That's ImmuCore, ImmuCore, from Metagenics. It contains ultra-potent C, zinc, selenium, linoleic acid, and a powerful blend of immune-enhancing mushroom extracts. More specific for upper respiratory infections is the Metagenics product Andrographis Plus. Andrographis is traditionally used throughout Asia for symptoms of upper respiratory tract infections, influenza, fever, and sore throat. Prepare for the cold and flu season with these two products from Metagenics, ImmuCore and Andrographis Plus. The full Metagenics line is available from Wilner Chemist in cooperation with your healthcare professional.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell. And we're here to answer your questions on the Wilner Window. And next we have Harry calling from Queens. Hello, Harry.
Yes, hi. I have pemphigus vulgaris, and I'm taking prednisone. What should I be taking to go along with the prednisone or possibly to be taking instead of the prednisone?
Okay, well, Dr. Podell, what's pemphigus?
Well, it's a skin disease, and it's an inflammatory process, and I don't think its mechanism is very well understood, but it can be very serious. It can be mild, but if it's serious, it would justify using a prednisone. The problem with prednisone is that it does... what dose are you taking?
It ranges from 10 milligrams when I have an outbreak down to 1 milligram a day.
Well, actually, that's not bad. I'll answer the question as if you were taking a higher dose. But if you can keep it in that range, then you're not really in deep trouble. The other thing your doctor can consider is very often if you use an every other day regimen, that seems to have less toxic effect on the body.
I am trying that, but occasionally I do have outbreaks and I have to bump up.
Yes. Because let's assume you were taking, say, 20 milligrams a day or something that would really, really be toxic. My approach is that I really try and support the entire immune and endocrine system in every which way. Because while we do know, for instance, that the cortisone or the prednisone will have particularly bad effects, say, on bone and osteoporosis, which means that we have to measure and add calcium and probably vitamin D, it also has effects on the eyes, it has effects on the heart. And so what makes the most sense to me is a broad base, which means multivitamin plus fish oil, probably plus some primrose oil, probably plus some N-acetylcysteine to provide glutathione as an antioxidant. And one could keep adding to that because the cortisone seems to do harm in multiple ways in multiple organs. But you are at a dose where it actually shouldn't be too bad.
Is there anything that I could take in lieu of the prednisone that would have the same beneficial effects?
There are no natural products that are of that order of power. there are various natural anti-inflammatories, say such as bromelain we were talking about earlier, and there are a number of others. But they don't have that real knockout power the way the steroids do.
Right. I have developed osteoporosis from the prednisone.
Yeah. Definitely have the doctor measure your vitamin D level. It's very often low.
It was measured by my rheumatologist. It's 30, which is low, but...
Not bad. Right. So, and it's good that your rheumatologist is on top of that.
Okay, just as an aside, Harry, there's some people who think, you know, the vitamin D levels should be closer to 50. You know?
Yes, actually, okay? Many people
so,
do.
So, by all means, don't rule out the vitamin D.
I'm taking about 2,000.
That's a nice, that's a good dose.
Good. Thank you very much.
All right, Harry, thanks for calling. Next, we have Lynn calling from Nyack, New York.
Hi, this is Lynn. I have a question about Lipitor and vitamin E.
Uh-huh.
I was told not to take vitamin E, that it might interfere with the Lipitor. What do you think of that?
I don't think it's correct.
There was a study done maybe 10 years ago which found that result, and that's uh-huh. gotten into the literature. I don't believe that study's been repeated. I'll say be agnostic. I don't know if it's correct or not, but it is not something that's being totally made up. That is, it is in the literature, and you know, some mainstream reputable people are claiming it. Personally, I think if you took a natural vitamin E mm-hmm. with that we talked about last
that's
hour
right.
with the alpha, not just alpha tocopherol, but the gamma and delta and the tocotrienols, I think that that would probably be helpful, but again, we wait for more research.
Mm-hmm. Well, once again, I think if that vitamin E Lipitor thing would have amounted to anything, we would have heard much more about it. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't. You know, this is the first I've heard about. Is what you know what you're
yeah,
saying?
There was a published study at one point.
And what about grapefruit? Taking grapefruit?
Ah, that's another issue. Grapefruit, mm-hmm. you definitely don't want to take with any statin, because it sort of disables some of the enzymes that detoxify the Lipitor, and the Lipitor becomes much more potent. Okay.
Right. And so you wouldn't put it in your diet at all? I mean, like if you
no, I would. I don't have a. I would separate it by at
yes.
least 6 hours,
correct.
8 hours. Yeah. Lipitor is usually taken at bedtime.
That's right. So if
okay.
I took it like for lunch or early
yeah, breakfast,
dinner.
Lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In other words, it is rather potent in terms of slowing down the metabolism
yeah.
of Lipitor. Therefore, it can take a normal dose and put it into a toxic dose.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be careful with it.
Okay.
Grapefruit.
Do you have time for one more question?
Yeah, sure.
And don't forget,
take the CoQ10.
I take loads of CoQ10.
Good for you.
Yes, that I know. What about nails? I have a problem with my nails split or when they start growing, they break easily if I bang into something.
Okay.
What nutritional?
How's your hair?
Hair is thinning. Let's put it that way. I am a senior citizen, and I don't think that matters. But
the things that you can do for nails mm-hmm. are number one, minerals: the calcium, the magnesium, the zinc, things like that. The second thing is also a mineral, but one that they don't usually include is silicon. And a lady called about osteoporosis, and she's taking Bone-Up and Biosil. Taking a product called Biosil is a liquid silicon, very, very absorbable. I would take 10 drops of that a day, mix it in orange juice, and see if that helps your nails. Okay,
Lynn?
Will
that help my hair as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, Lynn, thanks so much for that call. And now, let's hear a little bit about Nano CoQ10.
When it comes to your health, there should be no compromise. Only the best will do. Are you taking the best? For 60 years, Solgar Vitamin and Herb has been innovating and producing fine-quality nutritional supplements. Now, the company that set the gold standard for the natural products industry is introducing their next generation of supplements, Solgar Platinum Edition NutriNano Nanotechnology Products. Formulated with patent-protected and award-winning technology, Solgar's Platinum Edition NutriNano CoQ10 is 3.5 2.1 times more bioavailable than traditional CoQ10 powder and 2 times more bioavailable than oil-based CoQ10. And it's available in a convenient dosage of 1 soft gel daily. Faster and better absorption equals superior efficacy. You deserve the best. Trust the company that's been delivering the best for 60 years, Solgar. Visit Wilner Chemist and introduce yourself to Solgar Nutri-Nano CoQ10 today.
Some good news. The entire Solgar line is now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 25% off list price. Okay, we're coming to the end of this episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. Some news. Number one, please stay tuned for The Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini. And then we need to tell you that next week we have a special guest. His name is Richard Lenz. He's the president of a company called Seagate. And he's a very interesting guy. Please tune in. They do a lot of processing themselves. They used to process shark cartilage in the old days. He makes some very interesting products, including olive oil products. You'll enjoy it. Okay. Happy Easter, everyone. And we will return next Sunday, 2 o'clock on the Wilner Window. See you then.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg.